It's time for another dose of digital dissemination, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Now we're getting nasty.
So last Wednesday, the 21st, everybody shows up in Redmond, Washington, the headquarters of Microsoft, for a big Windows 10 event. And I'll tell you, it was not disappointing. Some really important announcements from Microsoft. And I'll tell you, important. I tend to be very consumer oriented. I think of things that benefit us as users as the most important things. But obviously, you know, if these things don't benefit the company goes away and we don't get the benefit. And I think both Microsoft and the consumers will be benefited by some of the decisions that Microsoft has made in terms of Windows 10. Much of what was wrong with Windows 8 and Windows 8.1, although 8.1 was an incremental improvement, Windows 10 is a significant improvement. And one of the things about Windows 10 is it does what Longhorn was supposed to do. Longhorn became Windows Vista. What Longhorn was supposed to do, but Microsoft just couldn't get figured out. Just could not get figured out. And I'll tell you, Apple and Google with Android pointed the direction, showed them the way. It's, you know, Microsoft's making slightly different decisions. It's not, they're not Android or iOS clone type things.
Wait a minute, this is a Microsoft event?
Yep. But they've made some change. Sure, we can do a Windows update. Microsoft update.
Too proud of this technological latest terror you've constructed.
Okay, proceed.
From the evil empire. But they've introduced a lot of up-and-coming, forthcoming PC gaming improvements, Windows 10 for phones, some new hardware, talked about some of the new major features and products coming down the pipeline that relate to Windows 10. Neat thing about this, for those of you who are on the bleeding edge of technology and willing victims of all that that means, Windows 10 preview build will hit the download servers next week. And the stuff for the phones will be available just after the Super Bowl. One of the biggest announcements, particularly if you're cheap like I am, for all Windows 7 and Windows 8 users, it will be a free upgrade the first year it's available. So let's say it's available fall of this year, which is kind of what I'm thinking. If we're lucky, it'll be available in probably September.
Why am I a little untrusting of that? How come I can't believe that? It's just out of the goodness of their hearts.
Oh, I didn't say why they're doing it. I just said it's a fact.
Why am I not? Why am I reluctant to take advantage of that offer?
No, I think it's a good offer. Look, they're the evil empire, whether they give the software away free.
No. Dr. Dave.
If they give you the software free.
Yeah, what do they want?
It doesn't matter. They wanted it before and you used to pay for it.
Yeah, but what?
They used to steal your data. Well, no, that's the wrong
They're doing thing. Something. They're wanting something, man.
They want your business. They want your data. They want your loyalty. Only now, you don't pay for it with money.
I'm so used to just giving money and being controlled. I'm not sure how to do it for free. That's
there
what concerns
go.
Me.
There you go. First year it's available. And again, we're talking about probably September, give or take. We don't know. You know, with most software releases are significantly delayed. This may well be the same situation too. You know, it may end up being February of 2016. But right now they're talking about early fall availability for the release version of Windows 10, and it won't cost you a dime. you've heard about, obviously, I'm sure, what? Apple's Siri application. The female voice.
Another thing I'm very uncomfortable with is having my phone talk to me like that.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft has had on their Windows phones for some time a feature called Cortana, which is
who came up with that name, man?
Well, who came up with Siri? Siri's better.
Well, it's easier to say Cortana. It just seems like a weird name to me.
Yeah.
Why don't I call it Lucy or
Stanley.
Beth or
why does it have to be a woman?
Hillary.
Why do you always have to have a woman neg? Because they want to actually have people use it.
Answer the phone.
Are you with that woman again?
Yeah. Who is that? Who's calling? You better get home. I see where you are. You get home now. That's what it's like.
What's that stain?
Yeah. Hey, come on. You better get your butt home now. I'm not telling you where that is. You shouldn't be going there.
Why do you want to go there? Who's there? What's her name? Yeah, yeah. But it will be included in the PC OS, just like it is now with the Windows Phone 8.1. What's cool about this is they're bringing back the Start button, and Cortana will have a little home right next to the Start button so that you'll have that ability to use the Start button in Cortana. I don't find, you know, I'm like you. I'm immediately kind of distrusting, but very useful feature for many people, no question. And then having the Start menu back is just huge. And what they did with Windows 10 is that they don't have the Metro interface on the desktop. And they give you some control, which is what we talked about 2 years ago, some control or more, some control over how you want that to appear. You can have Metro. You can completely disable that Metro-like feature that Windows 10 has available as a part of the Start screen. So it's a great development in terms of giving users control of their PCs again. Really important to me. A brand new browser called Spartan. That's where it takes 300 of you to work it, and then you're all dead after the first session. What's nice about Spartan, and the name implies this, very clean, simple, efficient. Extremely so. You know, we talked years ago about the thing that made Google, to me, so compelling, even though they didn't do everything right, and they still don't do everything right, but the thing that they do get right is where they come from as a fundamental value of just incredible simplicity, almost too simple. If they're going to make design decisions and they're going to make errors, it's going to be that they simplified too much. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good place to come from when we're talking about the level of technology that we're immersed in now. And Windows, Microsoft doing the same thing with their Windows 10 browser called Spartan. Just like the IE app in Windows 8 Metro, it's got an enhanced reading mode, which gets all the junk and ads and all that stuff out. You know, there's some add-ons with Firefox and Google Chrome to do the same thing. So Microsoft kind of further building that into the browser. And a feature that I use a lot that we've talked about over the years, Pocket, where you have a little icon in your URL field that allows you to mark this website and put it on a pocket list. It's kind of like a quick temporary favorites list. And so they've got a pocket-esque reading list that lets you save articles to read later, complete with offline support so you can get to the website if you don't have a website or a internet connection. Some really efficient features, right? Stuff that really makes sense from a user perspective. So refreshing to talk about a new Windows OS like this. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.